From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At a meeting of heads of NATO countries on Wednesday in Brussels, President Trump targeted Germany for special criticism. He accused the largest and wealthiest European member of the West's defense alliance of being a captive of Russia because it buys energy from Russia. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Trump's provocative comments are seen as calling into question NATO's collective defense principle, while he continues to demand the organization's members contribute more money to the defense alliance that has been the linchpin of the West's post-World War II military cooperation.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money for many years back.
The NATO Secretary General finds himself in the uncomfortable position of trying to bridge differences between the United States and the other 28 members of the alliance.
Steve Herman, VOA News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
NATO leaders said Wednesday they have now agreed to contribute more money to the defense of their countries. The Trump administration is proposing stepping up the pressure on China in a burgeoning trade war. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The office of the U.S. Trade Representative is proposing 10% tariffs amounting to $200 billion on a list of 6,031 Chinese product lines, ranging from burglar alarms to mackerel. The tariffs would come on top of 25% tariffs imposed by the U.S. just last Friday on $34 billion worth of Chinese products. China responded to last week's round of tariffs with the same amount of tariffs on U.S. imports. The Trump administration says the new levies would be a response to China's decision to retaliate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. Two heavily